I'm sitting in a doctor's office with brightly colored painted walls of yellow, blue, and green.
My name is David Brooks. I'm a pediatrician at Pediatric Partners of Glenwood. We're trying to promote awareness of the effects of radon in our community.
Dr. Brooks is on call today, so while it's quiet now, he's at the ready for any last-minute appointments. During the year, he sees hundreds of patients, and this winter, he decided to combine many of those appointments with a countywide effort to combat radon.
We'll talk about what radon is. It's a odorless, tasteless gas that is very high risk here in Colorado. And in fact, there are about 21,000 cases of lung cancer associated with radon each year.
Specifically, that's during what's called child wellness visits. They're covered by insurance and Medicaid for kids aged 5, 6, 9, and 10. And during those visits, Brooks and his staff give out free radon test kits.
We will explain to both the parent and the child how simple the kit is, how you basically have to follow the directions on the back here, which is writing your name, what time you put out the kit.
Which means hanging a small sponge at about chest height for 3 days. And Brooks has got a special tactic.
One of the things I often really try to do is get the kid to want to do it, because I can very rarely get the parents to open it up, but I can very frequently get the kids to want to open it up and do the testing.
In Garfield County, much like the rest of the state, approximately 40% of homes have tested above the EPA's action limit for radon.
Morgan Hill is an environmental health specialist with the county. Radon comes from radioactive rock underground, and there's a lot of that in Colorado. She's tried several different ways over the years of raising awareness about the powerful gas. When Dr. Brooks approached her about handing out test kits at the doctor's office, she was excited.
In my personal life, I've had friends that have kids, and then when they have kids, they're like, oh, we need to test for radon, you know, or what's this radon thing that could pose a risk, whereas when it's just themselves, they might not think of it as much.
It's especially important to test for it in the winter because it's more likely to build up in homes with closed up doors and windows. Hill points out catching high radon is actually a unique opportunity.
It's a cancer risk that you can do something about because so often cancer risks are difficult to control. You know, we try to eat more fruits and vegetables and maybe buy organic so we're not eating as many pesticides. Even then, it can be difficult.
Test kits are free and take 72 hours to gather radon samples, then can be put back in the mail at no cost. If they come back with high readings, Hill arranges a second test just to make sure. In the end, homeowners can bring those levels down with some simple work with a crawl space or basement. It costs anywhere from $1,200 to $3,000 to do that. For now, the effort is first to give out as many test kits as possible and convince people to use them. Again, Dr. David Brooks.
Prevention is very hard in medicine because it takes a lot of effort for basically nothing to happen in the future. But it is very hard to celebrate you didn't get cancer in 30 years.
His office has given out about 50 radon test kits since December 1st, and about 20% of families have returned them. The plan is to do some follow-up phone calls and texts to help increase that number. The effort continues at least through the end of March. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.